Well, there. Welcome to After Hours. I'm glad everybody is so thrilled by the Cubs. The Cubs last won the World Series 8 years before Carl Sandburg collected his poems in what is called Chicago Poems. I don't know. I mean, I'm scrambling for some Cubs tie-in. Good luck in the World Series. That's my Cubs tie-in. David Nagler and Friends has produced what I consider a remarkable, provocative CD called Carl Sandburg Chicago Poems. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
The notion of bringing, and I think it does to many people. I mean, you could go out on the street here and everybody will say, oh, yeah, Sandburg, hog butcher of the world. They don't know anything else about him.
Right.
I mean, he has, to my mind, and I don't know how you feel having gone through this whole process, he's vanished. Everybody knows his name, and not one person could recite a Carl Sandburg poem on the street here. They'll right. tell you the batting average of everybody on the Cubs, and nothing wrong with that. How did you, young man, come to Sandburg? Because he's not taught in schools anymore. I know this, too.
Yeah. The Sandburg came about to me because it came about through my mother. My mother was an English teacher who retired. And she visited the Carl Sandburg home in North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah.
And she bought this book, which I happen to have right here, called Harvest Poems.
That's the very book.
Yeah, the book that my mother bought me, and it was it's a collection of Sandburg poetry, and there's a section from Chicago Poems in it.
Because what's interesting is Chicago Poems. What most people don't realize is Chicago Poems, when it was published in 1916. It's about not quite 150 poems, like 147 or
right.
146
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, but just under that.
It's
yeah.
a lot of poems.
Yeah. And I actually didn't know that at the time. I saw 16 poems in here and was like, oh, great, 16 poems.
Why? Do you know why your mother gave you that book?
Well, I mean, she instilled in me a love of reading and literature. And so, you know, every now and then when she would go on a trip, you know, it's like, I'll get this gift for him. And so this was like an ideal gift to get me.
Yeah.
And I knew, again, I knew of him. I think I probably, the most I knew about him was I knew he wrote the poem Fog and probably the poem Chicago. And I knew that he was an Abraham Lincoln biographer. And that was definitely it.
Sure.
I definitely did not know anymore.
And you're from, I mean, you're from New Jersey originally.
I am,
so you're not a Chicagoan. You're not imbued with that whole Sandburg Village, Sandburg Terrace, all
right.
that jazz.
Yeah, no, not at all. And so I came back to Chicago just to visit for a weekend in, I believe, 1998. And so I brought the book with me, and I read the Chicago Poems section when I was here. And that was kind of it. The poems read to me, at least a couple of the poems, I would say, read to me like song lyrics.
As many poems do.
Well, I'd never had that before, and I'm
really?
Yeah, and I'm not even sure I've really had it since that much. I think that there was something about a handful of these that sort of jived with what I was listening to at the time.
And what you were doing, too, at the time? What did you graduate from Northwestern in?
I went to school as a film major. But it was like film theory and criticism.
Yeah.
I didn't decide to go into film production or anything.
But you came to music. You were playing music.
Well, I've been playing music since I was like five or four, something really, really.
As funny. A hobby.
as one of those passionate hobbies,
yeah.
you know, that it's like, well, I'm going to do this for my entire life. And even if I don't go to school for
then I'm going to get a job. Yeah.
yeah. I'll just like, this is what I want to be doing, you know, until I die. So, I read some of these poems and I saw song lyrics and I didn't know when or how I would set these to music, but I knew that like someday this was something that I wanted to do. There were those sort of like creative projects that you just get in the back.
There was nothing visceral about it. You didn't say, I'm going to get out my guitar and try to put these to lyrics. No, they just stuck with you.
Yeah. And not even because like, I think if I tried to do it at that time, it wouldn't have been
you weren't as accomplished a musician.
No, not
yeah.
even close.
Yeah.
So that was where it kind of all started. It was just this sort of little thing that happened in 1998. And it wasn't like I read that and then went on to read everything he wrote.
Sure.
I just read those 16 poems and was like, all right, great, let's do this down the road.
You kept the book, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You kept the book.
Yes.
Let's listen to one of these. We're going to play four cuts from this, what I consider a remarkable and beautifully packaged two CD, David Negler and Friends, Carl Sandburg's Chicago Poems. You're going to hear during this hour a number of familiar voices. Let's play, could we, David, with your permission, play Happiness?
By all means.
This is the voice of Sally Timms.
The meaning of life to tell me what is happiness. And I went to famous executives who bossed the work of thousands of men. They all shook their heads and gave me a smile as though I was trying to fool with them. Who teach the meaning of life to tell me what is happiness? And I went to famous executives who bossed the work of thousands of men. They all shook their heads and gave me a smile as though I was trying to fool with them.
Words by Carl Sandburg, some of the singing by my guest David Negler, the accordion playing by his wife, what's her name?
Therese Cox,
yeah. And singing by Sally Timms. That's really beautiful. We have to take a break, and we're going to figure out how he got people like Sally Timms and his wife to play on this marvelous, wonderful CD, David Negler and Friends, Carl Sandburg's Chicago Poems. David Negler is here without Friends, but it's Friends, David Negler and Friends, who put
Friendless
together Carl Sandburg. Well, I'm his new friend, Carl, right. Sandburg's Chicago Poems. You just heard one cut from it. He was inspired by the language, and I have to believe it's more than the language, David. It's the substance of the poems, too, that inspired you.
Yeah. It's I mean, the one which sort of kicked it all off was this poem Mag, and it's this poem about this guy who is just totally broken. He feels like he never should have gotten married, never should have had kids. He's poor. He just doesn't know what to do with his life, and he just expresses this outwardly in a way that reminded me of, I was listening to Randy Newman at the time a lot. I still think he's great, but I was listening to him at the time, and it just reminded me of like other narrators of Randy Newman's.
Yeah,
I think that was where it all kind of started. It was really just this one poem.
Now, are these poems in the public domain?
They're all in the public domain.
That makes it easier.
Which did
goodness sake.
Yeah.
And did you decide to arrange them all yourself? I mean, from having a hobby musically, you have made a career as a musician, a notable one.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah, it was. I decided to write them and then arrange them, and then having the guests on the record, that came a little later, I think.
Did you think to do it all yourself? I mean, was the notion to just do it and see what happened, or was the notion to create a CD to see where it went? I mean, when does it coalesce into the project that it's become?
Well, the Harvest Poems collection has these 16 poems from Chicago Poems, and I found out maybe in 2010 or something, right after I started writing, started to set them to music, that there were under 150. And I was like,
that's too big.
Well, that's too big, but that also could change, like, oh, well, now I can be selective. I can, you know, I can pick different ones if I want. But I opted to just take the poems that were in Harvest Poems, and I'm like, that's them.
Yeah.
And if some of them, you know, are a little bit more of a challenge to set to music, like some of them don't lend themselves to being melodic at all, let's just do that. And so the 16 poems that are in Harvest Poems are the poems that are on the record. And I knew that I wanted to set them to music, and I decided vaguely what I wanted the instrumentation to be. A lot of strings, piano, accordion, horns and woodwinds. And opted to just basically run with that. And I wanted to have something where I could write and arrange and record the music for it, and that is something that I could duplicate live. So I wouldn't, you know, a lot of times when artists make a record, they're like, well, I can't really do it live, or I have to change this. I want it to be so that what you hear on the record will be almost exactly what you hear live in certain performances.
So you decide to talk to friends of yours, or you decide to share this with friends of yours, such as John Langford, Sally Timms, Robbie Foulkes. Those people, though they're not all from here, do have a very strong Chicago connection.
Yeah.
Was that important to you?
That was something that came about. What started that was the poem Child of the Romans, which is sung on the recording by a great Chicago singer-songwriter, Daniel Knox.
Oh, yeah.
And he's someone that came to New York, and I did a show with him, and I just thought he was amazing. And I started writing that song, and I kind of had his voice in my head as I was writing it.
Interesting.
And so when it came time to make the record, the thought was, you know, do I want to do this Daniel Knox impression of my own, or do I want to, you know, have him do it? And then once I had that idea, it was like, well, maybe there are others who would want to do it as well. And I just made a list of the songs that, you know, I was like, well, I don't have to sing these. It would be great to have other people sing them. And I made this list, and pretty much just about everyone on that list wound up singing it. And
did you give them an option of picking a song? I mean, when John Langford said, John, take a look at these poems, take a look at these arrangements I've made of Sandburg poems, and tell me which one you want to do?
No, I said, here's yours.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right?
And it's the same thing for everyone else as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. John does a poem on here called Under the Hat Rim. Why that one for him?
Well, so John and I have been working together since 2007 on he has a Welsh men's choir that's based in Toronto.
Sure.
And I've helped arranged and, as he would put it, corral the choir on occasion. And so a lot of John's material that he does with that choir is this sort of like kind of seafaring, kind of shanty sort of feel to it. And this poem and eventual song sort of had that as well. You know, it had that sort of feeling to it. And I was like, I know John would just do a great job.
All of the people you – did anybody turn you down?
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What do you make of that? I mean, you're a very nice guy and a very talented musician, but that's still pretty amazing.
Yeah. It was, I was just fortunate. So, You know, I had one. I'll be honest. I don't want to say who it is, but I had one
Bob
person
Dylan.
Who couldn't do it. Dylan.
Dylan said he could, you couldn't get a hold of him, like the Nobel Committee.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
just couldn't get a hold of him.
Yeah.
We're going to spend this whole hour with David Nagler talking about his the release. It has been released, and there is an event, a concert coming up Thursday at 6 o'clock, an off day of baseball, ladies and gentlemen. There's no better way to enjoy yourself than away from a TV at a live concert Thursday at the Harold Washington Library. These 16 songs will be performed by an 11-person ensemble with guest vocalists. But even David, I've heard David sing. David was singing on that last song. Just David would be fine, but there'll be others there. We'll take a break. You'll get some news, and then we'll come back and hear some more music and hear some more about how this music came to be. I'm wondering, too, if the ghost of Sandberg was present in your life. You had to learn more about him as you went through this whole thing. And I'm wondering how that, and his relationship with music is not to be discounted. I mean, he, from what I understand, he was a very lousy guitar player, but he certainly had a passion for all sorts of music, the American Songbook. Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Hogan, and my guest, David Nagler, the creator of David Nagler and Friends, Carl Sandburg, Chicago Poems. It is 16 of Mr. Sandberg's poems set to, I think, thrilling music and brought to life that may indeed allow people to rediscover Sandberg the poet. That is my hope. It doesn't have to be David's hope. But in living with these poems, David, as long as you did, you in a sense live with Sandberg too.
I think that's fair to say, yeah.
What do you think of him?
Well, he... The thing that I particularly like about this project is I was able to sort of focus on one incredibly prolific and exciting time in his life. Because Sandberg, you know, the way that I know him, and I think the way the people who do sort of know him in a casual way know him
no question.
Like, as this Renaissance man. You know, he wrote poems, he was a music
Pulitzer Prize winning biographer.
Musicologist, you know, an orator, you know, like all these different things. But at the time of the Chicago Poems, he was this Chicago-based journalist who had just been, who was an active social democrat, who was sort of trying to find his voice as a poet.
No question.
And being innovative yet sort of respectful of tradition at the same time. And that's just really, really exciting. And I think one of the things that struck me about these 16 poems that I read in Harvest Poems was how varied they were. You know, like from Chicago to Lost to Mag are all like incredibly different, even though.
And Fog is almost like a haiku,
right.
For Christ's sake.
Yeah, exactly. And that was something he was just really heavily influenced by at the time. And that's what was really exciting to me about it was he was you know, he was just firing on all cylinders, basically,
yeah.
At this time.
I think later in life, unfairly, perhaps, Sandberg became a kind of caricature. You know, the white hair, the whole to-do.
Right.
And I think that is unfortunate because I do think you have picked at the time when Carl Sandberg was as interesting as he ever was
right.
in his life. The fame does what fame often does to people. I'll tell you when he was a movie critic, the first film critic for the Chicago Daily News.
Oh, wow.
And his favorite actor, about whom he raved in a strange way, was Rin Tin Tin, the dog. I'll send you a couple. There are some excerpts of him going absolutely, you would have thought it was, you know, Angelina Jolie or something. Let's hear another cut from this remarkable CD that you can get. You should go Thursday, 6 o'clock, to listen to these songs being performed by David Nagler and his pals. Will Langford be there?
He will, yeah.
John Langford, among others. 16 songs with an 11-person ensemble. It's free. It's at 6 o'clock at the Harold Washington Library, and you will be able to buy CDs there, or you can go to Carl Sandberg. ChicagoPoems.com, and you'll hear something like this by the great Robbie Foulkes in collaboration with David Nagler and Carl Sandburg.
Under the harvest moon, When the soft silver drips shimmering over the garden nights, Death the gray mocker comes and whispers to you as a beautiful friend who remembers. Under the summer roses, when the flagrant crimson lurks in the dusk of the wild red leaves, love with little hands comes and touches you with a thousand memories and asks you beautiful unanswerable questions.
Boy, that's a nice piece. That piece stands out as a very unusual piece in this whole thing, does it not, David?
Under the harvest moon, when the soft silver drips shimmering over the garden nights, Death the gray mocker comes and whispers to you as a beautiful friend who remembers.
I was so taken with that, I interrupted the piece. That piece is unique in these 16 songs. Why is that, David Nagler?
So that one is unique in that that was the only one where I had a guest in mind, and rather than create the instrumental track and have them put a vocal on top, I actually gave them the song and said, "You record it however you'd like." And so,
and you heard, and that came—that's what came back to you. You must have been quite pleased.
Oh, absolutely! I gave Robbie a demo of the song, and he had something in mind that was kind of similar in terms of being stripped down, but he wanted to include the great Chicago vibraphonist Jason Adashevitz on it as well, and the two of them just played beautifully.
Well, one of the things that really strikes me about this, yes, it is you collaborating with the long-dead Carl Sandburg, but it's also you collaborating with all manner of other performers and all manner of other instruments. That must be a downright pleasure for you.
That is absolutely right way to put it. And I think with this project, I wanted it to sort of feel natural in terms of what I wanted to do. I mean, I knew I didn't want it to be synthesizer-led, for instance, but I did want it to. I didn't want it to just be like a folk record, similar to like the songs that Sandberg would collect in the American Song Bag. I didn't want it to just be like a folk retread exercise. I wanted it to be something else.
Well, I think it's much more adventurous than that, and about as adventurous as it could possibly be, I think. What has been the reaction? You are performing Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Harold Washington Library. You were performed in North Carolina. You're going to perform again in Brooklyn, your hometown, right, on Friday. How long? That's a short tour. Is it going to go other places, or you don't know yet?
It's just sort of selected shows here and there, and ones that sort of make sense for the project. The next Brooklyn show is at a little poetry shop, actually, in in Dumbo near my apartment called Burl's Poetry Shop. So it's you know, it's whatever sort of feels right for this particular project. But the thing that is great about it for me is that I'm comfortable doing it with a 10-person ensemble.
And, or you're with your guitar. You brought your guitar in here to do it if we needed to do
it. Yeah, or just like guitar and piano.
Yeah, yeah. What are your ambitions for the CD? I think, and I will tell you now as a consumer and a Chicagoan and someone who was weaned on Sandberg, whatever your ambitions were are realized here.
Oh, great.
What are they beyond that?
Well, my, you know, what I've always wanted is I just wanted people to hear it, the people who I think would hopefully get something out of it. So that's sort of like the main, I think, goal. And then a sort of secondary goal, which I didn't think about until I started performing it, was just to have people basically rediscover or discover Sandberg for themselves.
Yeah.
Because there were, when I first premiered it live in New York in January, there were a number of people like, I didn't know Sandberg at all. I'm going to go read him. I thought.
See, that's great. I think people will discover,
yeah,
and certainly around this part, rediscover him, because I do think he is not quite as bad as like Shakespeare's vanished from classrooms, Sandberg's vanished from classrooms, because
yeah,
I think he became a unfortunate kind of a caricature. We got to take a short break, then we'll come back, talk a little more to David, and play. You got Jeff Tweedy to play, and on some, you know, I don't know much about the internet, but when you look at a list of songs and how many people have listened to Robbie Foulkes and how many people have listened to John Langford and how many people have listened to Jeff Tweedy. Jeff Tweedy had a lot of listeners.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a good thing, too. That's a good hook. And Jeff's a very talented guy. There's no question. We'll be right back. Come back. We have a few minutes left with David Nagler, who has created David Nagler and Friends, Carl Sandburg, Chicago Poems. You can hear the entire 16-song cycle. What do you call it? Song cycle?
Song cycle.
I like that.
Okay.
Song cycle. I didn't call it that. By an 11-person ensemble with many guest vocalists, including David, who is a very fine singer. You can take a look at YouTube. There's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I don't have time to play it tonight. I may play it next Sunday, depending on baseball. Of the music and visuals to Chicago, the most famous film that Carl Sandburg ever wrote. It's beautiful on YouTube. I want to play the, before I let you go, Jeff Tweedy, who is a big star and who is a star who will make people say right now, where can I get that CD?
Right.
It's at carlsandbergchicagopoems.com. How did Jeff Tweedy get involved in this project?
Well, I was able to record a lot of the Chicago guests at Wilco's studio, The Loft, downtown. And that was great. And I think after that, I was able to get him word about the project. And
he was at the time, he must have been working on Wilco's last album, right?
He was on the road and then he got back and then and started working on the Wilco stuff. And he was, you know, he knew a lot of the people involved in the project, and he was a Sandberg fan, and so, you know, he was into it, and then it was just a matter of making the time to sing the song, and I think maybe it was about 4 months after I had heard, he was interested, one day a vocal showed up, and it was incredible.
It's a good vocal. Here is Jeff Tweedy singing Carl Sandburg.
Around me, sing ghost songs and this moon.
David Nagler, you have created something quite special here with David Nagler and friends, Carl Sandburg, Chicago Poems. That was Jeff Tweedy of Wilco singing Theme in Yellow. Has that sunk in? I mean, you don't seem like an arrogant type. You may well be.
Maybe surprised.
But yeah, maybe I would be surprised. But you must be just overwhelmed.
I am overwhelmed. I mean, it's a humbling experience just to be able to create this project, you know, out of someone else's work that I just read and thought was beautiful, and just being able to do something with that and involve so many amazing people.
Well, it's a definition of your mother giving you that his Harvest poems.
Yeah.
And you reading them is the definition of thought-provoking.
Right.
it provoked your thoughts, and they've manifested themselves in this fantastic... If you love Chicago, it's not like a nice shot of Chicago on the front of the CD. David Nagler and friends. Carl Sandburg, Chicago Poems. It will remind you of Sandburg as a great poet, not a white-haired old guy who wrote about Abraham Lincoln. You can go Thursday... Harold Washington Library, 6 o'clock, right after work. You'll see David and his friends, David Nagler and friends, do Carl Sandburg Chicago Poems, all of them, all 16 songs. Don't miss it. It's free. It's put on by the Poetry Center, those lovely people with all that money that are doing great things for poetry. You can get the CD at carlsandburgchicagopoems.com. David, it's a pleasure to meet you. I can't wait to see your next musical adventure.
Wow, thanks for having me, Rick. It's been great.
I really can't. And I'll play your stuff next week. We'll celebrate. You know what we'll do? We'll celebrate the Cubs World Series victory.
That's
with
right.
Carl Sandburg poem set to music. Perfect. I can't imagine anything better. We'll be right back.